The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Patricia for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next hour I will be reading to you from Time Magazine. Today's program is underwritten by G. Suggs Insurance. Please contact G. Suggs Insurance, your local independent agency, for trusted advice on home, auto, business, and life insurance. For more information, please visit gsuggsinsurance.com. That is gsuggsinsurance.com. Or call 919-875-8888. Today's edition of Time Magazine is dated April 29, 2024. Time 100 is what it says on the cover, which as usual is bordered in red with a narrow white inner border. Time is in large black capital letters with 100, the numerals, in white next to it. It's superimposed upon a golden yellow background. And the caption, also in rather large bold print, says the world's most influential people, Patrick Mahomes, by Alex Rodriguez. And that involves 100 different people. And that is what comprises this issue of Time Magazine. So, with time permitting, I will read to you, rather randomly, from Time's 100 Notable People. A portrait of Patrick Mahomes is featured on the cover, at least his head and part of his shoulders are. He's reclining. This head is reclining on a football. And he is looking at the camera. And he has quite a lot of finely trimmed black curly hair. He has dark eyes. He has neatly trimmed dark facial hair. He's neither smiling nor deliberately frowning. He has a rather neutral expression on his face, wearing what looks like a red sports windbreaker. But again, all we see are his head, his shoulders, and that football. Beginning then with Times 100, and these are categorized, but I'm going to be looking at them randomly and reading to you, and I will not read all of the 100, Time 100. From the Time 100 Titans, Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl sensation by Alex Rodriguez, who is a Major League Baseball World Series champion, Fox Sports analyst, and philanthropist. Patrick Mahomes, and that's spelled M-A-H-O-M-E-S, has always had the heart of a champion. I remember Pat as a young kid coming to practice with his dad to tee up baseballs for me and my teammates. I distinctly remember giving him the worst advice ever, don't play football. The money's in baseball. I am happy to be wrong and glad he did not listen. Patrick has transcended the game of football to become one of the most respected athletes of all time, both on and off the field. His insatiable desire to win is outdone only by his passion to give back and make the world around him better. Patrick's legacy will live on far beyond his playing days and, as evidenced by his back-to-back Super Bowl wins, he's not done yet. Next, I'll read to you from Fantasia Barrino, Transcendent Talent, by Taraji P. Henson, who is an Oscar-nominated actor. There was just something about Fantasia Barrino when I first saw her on American Idol. It was her spirit, her soul. She left it all on stage when she sang. I thought, who is this girl? I voted for her again and again. When I met her years later, I learned she is a Cancer, sweet and sensitive, but with a quiet strength. You can feel it in her presence, and you can hear it in her powerful voice. When she sings, she transcends. It is like she goes somewhere else, and you just have to go with her. Fantasia, or Fantasia, is a living testimony that we are all going to go through storms. But at the end of a storm, what happens? The sun comes out. Whatever comes next for her will be so beautiful. She deserves everything. I see such big things for Fantasia, or Fantasia. The sky is the limit. Well, beyond the sky for her, it is her time. Dev Patel, Pace Setter, by Daniel Kaluuya, who is an Oscar-winning actor. I first met Dev Patel at the very first read-through for Skins. Before he ever got on TV, he was so full of life, and we both could not believe we were missing school to do this. After Slumdog Millionaire, I went from getting food with him in Witherspoon's to watching him at the Golden Globes within a month, and he still checked in when he got back. Dev radiates goodness. His humanity shines through every time he graces the screen, leaving you no choice but to root for him even when his character is doing something foul. His presence makes you understand where he is coming from. With a career that always elevates, his latest performance in Monkey Man is my favorite, giving us a fierce, soulful empathy, a channeled rage, shades of him we have yet to see. Knowing he was so into martial arts during Skins, he's brought it all together. Monkey Man is his moment and an incredible directorial debut. Dev sets the pace. He's limitless. He's fearless. Our responsibility as a generation is to go into familiar spaces and see them through new perspectives, thus creating, finding, and sharing a space that has never been touched before. He has that gift. He continues to surpass himself and surprise us, and we are all waiting for where he will take us next. Pioneers, Yoshua Bengio, or Bengio, B-E-N-G-I-O, by Jeffrey Hinton. Yoshua Bengio, AI, Godfather. Hinton is a cognitive psychologist and computer scientist. Yoshua Bengio is a world leader in AI. Throughout his career, Yoshua's research has been instrumental in shaping the world's understanding of AI's potential, and that same expertise has made his perspective more essential than ever. His pioneering research on deep learning laid the foundations for the current revolution in AI and earned him the 2018 Turing Award, that's T-U-R-I-N-G, the Nobel Prize of Computing, alongside myself and Jan LeCun. Last year, Yoshua received Canada's highest award for research, the Gerhard Hertzberg Canada Gold Medal. He is the computer scientist with the greatest number of citations and is ranked third among all disciplines for scientific impact. Yoshua has been concerned for many years with the social impact of artificial intelligence, contributing to the Montreal Declaration for the Responsible Development of AI. Over the past year, worried by the potential for catastrophic outcomes from future AI, he was vocal in global conversations on AI safety. He advised the UN Secretary General and the UK AI Safety Institute and took part in policy discussions with governments in North America, Asia, and Europe. Turning the page then to more pioneers, Sharon Lavigne, L-A-V-I-G-N-E. Rising Up, by William Barber II. Barber is president of Repairers of the Breach and co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. I met Sharon Lavigne when she invited me to come to St. James Parish, Louisiana, and stand with her community against a planned petrochemical plant. Sharon founded the advocacy group Rise, St. James, in 2018, to draw attention to the environmental racism that has turned the community she loves into Cancer Alley. As a pastor, I recognize this gathering was more than a rally. It was a graveside service for people who had died too soon. Family members stood with us, holding their loved ones' pictures. God did not call these men and women home, I told them. God will welcome them, for sure, but they should not be dead. Rather than leave her home when corporations made it a valley of death, Sharon insisted this land would yet live. She has taught us that we must listen to the people of Cancer Alley. And she continues fighting for them every day. I thank God for her. Svetlana Moisov, M-O-J-S-O-V, Joel Habener, H-A-B-E-N-E-R, and Dan Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R, groundbreaking researchers by Alice Park, who was a Time senior correspondent. The advent of effective weight loss medications like Wegovy is the culmination of years of teamwork. Scientists in Europe and the U.S., first working on diabetes drugs, made a critical connection between insulin and incretins, part of a family of gut hormones known as glucagons, thus helping them to understand how to manage blood sugar levels and weight. At the University of Copenhagen, Jens Juel Holst noticed, after intestinal surgery, the hormone glucagon increased people's insulin levels. Around the same time, Joel Habener and Dan Druckner from Massachusetts General Hospital discovered two forms of glucagon, including GLP-1, a form of which is now in Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound, and Svetlana Moisov, a chemist, synthesized GLP-1 and developed antibodies against it for critical early studies. Drucker's experiments pinpointed the specific parts of GLP-1 responsible for affecting insulin levels. Now, GLP-1-based medications are approved in the U.S. to treat diabetes and obesity and to reduce the risk of heart disease. And there's more to come. Researchers are studying other potential benefits of GLP-1 drugs, including lowering the risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, kidney, and liver diseases. Moving forward in the Pioneers section, Stuart Orkin, O-R-K-I-N, Sickle Cell Success, by Alice Park, who's a Time senior correspondent. When Stuart Orkin began his career as a research scientist, it was not clear whether genetic diseases could ever be cured. Now, nearly 50 years later, Orkin's research has led to the first gene therapy using CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R, to treat sickle cell disease. Researchers knew the disorder was caused by changes in the DNA code for the hemoglobin gene. It turned red blood cells from smooth disks into sticky, flattened sickle cell that could clog up blood vessels and lead to life-threatening blockages. Orkin discovered a way to take advantage of a natural source of healthy globin, a genetic sequence that is turned on during fetal development but is silenced in adults. Researchers at CRISPR Therapeutics and Vertex Pharmaceuticals turned Orkin's discovery into a treatment that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved last December. The therapy uses the gene editing tool CRISPR to turn the fetal hemoglobin gene back on, giving patients more healthy blood cells and potentially curing them of their disease. But Orkin is not resting on his laurels. The therapy remains financially out of reach for most people. so he's focused on finding a way to boost fetal hemoglobin with a pill. We solved some of the problem, but really haven't solved what we set out to solve, which is how to make not just a few people, but a lot of people better, he says. Kelly Sawyer Patrikoff, Patricoff, and Nora Weinstein, Weinstein, Supporting Families, by Zoa Saldana. Saldana is an actor and producer. Supporting Families. Kelly Sawyer Patrikoff and Nora Weinstein are a dynamic duo who've made a significant impact on the lives of families who are struggling. Their dedication and tireless efforts to provide essential items for children through their work with Baby Two Baby, that's a number two between the two babies, have helped so many families across the country. Their passion for giving back is truly inspiring. Kelly and Nora's leadership and vision have transformed Baby to Baby into a beacon of hope, providing items such as diapers, clothing, and other necessities to ensure children have what they need to thrive. Through their collaborative efforts, Kelly and Nora have shown that when people come together with a shared goal of helping others, incredible things can happen. Their compassion, generosity, and dedication to making a difference serve as a powerful reminder of the impact one can have when driven by a desire to be of service. Thank you, Kelly Sawyer Patrikoff and Nora Weinstein, for your unwavering commitment to creating a brighter future for families in need. Still with the pioneers, Sam Semberis, T-S-E-M-B-E-R-I-S, Housing Trailblazer, by Ann Oliva. Oliva is CEO of National Alliance to End Homelessness. In 1992, when Sam Semberis founded Pathways to Housing in New York City, people sleeping on the streets and experiencing intense traumas such as deep poverty, domestic violence, or mental health conditions had to prove they were worthy of a roof over their heads before getting help. Sam threw that notion out the window. He listened to people experiencing homelessness and found that safe and affordable housing was what they wanted first. Housing would provide the foundation needed to receive services and heal what they endured. His model, Housing First, has changed the lives of tens of thousands of people and is influencing policy in cities across the U.S. and the world, from Houston to Helsinki. By treating housing as a basic human right, Sam demonstrated leading with humanity is the most effective path to ending homelessness. Leslie Loko, L-O-K-K-O, Curating the Future, by Ava DuVernay, who's an Oscar-nominated and Emmy-winning filmmaker. Leslie Loko is one of those forces of nature who does many things well. She's an acclaimed architect and academic, having established the University of Johannesburg's Graduate School of Architecture. But one of the things I love about her is that while she was thriving as a star in the architecture world, she was also writing novels. Yes, she has penned more than a dozen books chronicling tales of intrigue, romance, and adventure. Like I told you, force of nature. So when I met her in Venice last summer as the curator of the Monumental Architecture Biennale, the industry's largest festival, I was reliably dazzled by her brilliance and focus. The first person of African descent appointed to the esteemed position, she chose to call her singular showcase the Laboratory of the Future. This colossal exhibition included 89 participants, with over half from Africa or the African diaspora. giving voice to a new generation of artists, and it boasted complete gender parity. Like I told you, force of nature. And in January, Leslie won the Royal Institute of British Architects Gold Medal, the first black woman to be so honored since its founding in 1848. Her extraordinary trajectory eviscerates the old world that had maintained a dominant perspective in architecture, one she calls a singular exclusive voice whose reach and power ignores huge swaths of humanity, as though we have been listening and speaking in one tongue only. Now we hear hers. Leslie creates new landscapes to reimagine access and impact and vision and vibrant futures. Her presence in the world of architecture is the very foundation upon which fresh perspectives and passions will flourish. She is indeed a force of nature, a force for change, a force for good. Turning now to more icons, and I shall remind you that today's edition of Time 100 features only the 100 people Time has elected to notice in this special edition. Michael J. Fox, Flying High by Ryan Reynolds, and I am selecting these randomly from various categories set by Time. Reynolds is an actor and producer who since 2009 has served on the Michael J. Fox Foundation's board. I know Michael J. Fox like I know him pretty damn well. He is funny, he is warm, he is handsome and intensely smart. He also falls a lot. Not just because he has Parkinson's, he falls a lot because he's unafraid to fly. I met Mike 17 years ago. I have watched him raise the bar for purpose and passion. It'd be kind of lazy to simply characterize him as the greatest champion of Parkinson's research on the planet. He's someone who helped my dad, along with millions of others, feel less alone. It'd be kind of lazy to simply regard him as a movie star who shaped the lives of people all over the planet with a uniquely electric wit and self-aware charm. He's the sum of these beautiful parts and so many more. Last year I watched Back to the Future with my 8-year-old daughter. It's become her favorite film. And for now, that's enough for me and her. One more kid from one more generation sees what I saw. I know how lucky I am to call Mike a friend. She still has no idea that I know him. I don't need to teach my daughter the level of compassion Mike has mastered, or teach her to tell stories the way Mike tells stories. I need to teach her that it's okay to fall a lot. It is the absolute best way to know you are flying. Rosanna Flamer-Caldera, FLAMER-CALDERA, Campaigning for Equality by Sonia Mansour, who is a Time reporter. Rosanna Flamer-Caldera has spent more than 2 decades advocating for LGBT rights in Sri Lanka, and her relentless advocacy led to a major victory for queer women globally. In a landmark decision in 2022, the UN sided with Flamer-Caldera in her case against Sri Lanka's ban on same-sex intimacy between women, declaring it a human rights violation. The case brought LGBTQ rights to the fore in Sri Lankan politics, and soon after the decision, a lawmaker introduced a bill to decriminalize homosexuality in the country. President Ranil Wickremesinghe has said he will not oppose the amendment, but the proposed law's constitutionality was challenged before the Supreme Court. Flamer-Caldera's LGBTQ rights group, Equal Ground, was among those that petitioned to support the bill. The court ruled in their favor last year, clearing the path for the law to progress in Parliament, where Equal Ground is now working to help ensure it passes. Julianne Lucenge, L-U-S-E-N-G-E, by Volker Türk. Türk is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. Peace Builder. Societies are only as strong and resilient as their women and girls. The work of Julianne Lucenge embodies this truth. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country torn apart by decades of conflict, women and girls live with the daily reality of violence, extreme hardship, and the denial of fundamental rights. Outraged by these injustices, Julianne, a human rights defender, co-founded SOFEPADI, SOFEPADI, which works to prevent sexual and gender-based violence, to support and empower survivors, and to help them rebuild their lives. She's also on the board of the UN Voluntary Fund for Victims of Torture, which each year helps thousands of people regain their dignity. In 2023, the UN recognized Julianne's far-reaching impact with the United Nations Prize in the field of human rights. Julianne's work to strengthen women's participation in political processes has been, and continues to be, key for peace building in Congo. As she herself said, women are the first victims of war, but only they hold the unique key to peace. Sofia Coppola, C-O-P-P-O-L-A, Paradigm Shifter, by Rashida Jones, who's an actor, writer, and Emmy-nominated producer. In 2002, Sofia Coppola came to my acting class to workshop her script for her upcoming movie, Lost in Translation. I was an out-of-work actor who had just bombed an audition for the role of Dog Walker on an episode of Law and Order. Suddenly, I was being directed by one of the most exciting young directors of my generation. She'd made only one movie, The Virgin Suicides, but she was already a paradigm-shifting icon. Since then, she's continued to train her empathic gaze and singular aesthetic on the empty spaces and in-betweens of women's lives. I was lucky enough to play one of those women in On the Rocks almost 20 years after our first meeting. Sofia has an elegant leadership style as a director that makes it a pleasure to be on her set. She is collaborative and communicates with grace, but beneath that is a deftness, a quiet determination. She has the vision of a master painter. Whether the movies are set in 18th century France, 1960s Tennessee, or modern-day Manhattan, there is an achingly beautiful, unmistakable continuity in the Sofia Coppola cinematic universe. Frank Mugisha, M-U-G-I-S-H-A, Undaunted Defender, by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Clinton, a Democrat, is a former U.S. Senator and Secretary of State. In the face of death threats and intimidation, of lost jobs and lost friends, and as one of the few out gay people in Uganda, Frank Mugisha has never backed down from fighting for LGBTIQ plus rights. As a college student, he founded Icebreakers Uganda to support young people coming out to their families. When the Ugandan government passed an aggressive anti-gay law last year, Frank and his allies immediately challenged it in court. He did the same when the government refused to register the organization he leads, Sexual Minorities Uganda. He's now a fellow at Columbia University's Institute of Global Politics, where I am honored to work alongside him as he defends the human rights of gay Ugandans and people around the world. Progress toward a more just future is possible, but it is not inevitable. Only through the undaunted work of leaders like Frank, whose courage has earned him the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Award and a Nobel Peace Prize nomination, will true equality be achieved. Birna boy. That appears to be one word. Or maybe not. There's a small space in between. B-U-R-N-A, small space, B-O-Y, hit maker. By Angelique Kidjo, who is a Grammy-winning musician. 10 years ago or so, when young African musicians would come to me for advice, I would tell them, you don't need to mimic American artists. The world needs the amazing richness and beauty of our traditional African music and our culture. This land is where most of modern music comes from. This source of inspiration is inexhaustible. Its freshness and its elegance will get the world's attention for sure. Birna Boy has made that vision a global reality. Inspired by the fantastic drums of Nigerian folk music and studied in the craft of the great African singer-songwriters, he follows in the footsteps of Fela Kuti, the internationally celebrated Afrobeats artist and activist. Birna Boy's deeply original flow and his signature groove have conquered the world with an impressive series of firsts. In 2023, he became the first African artist to sell out a U.S. stadium. In 2024, he became the first Afrobeats artist to sing at the Grammys. He's history in the making. Now a whole generation of young people from the continent is looking up to him. Continuing with the icons section, Sakshi Malik, M-A-L-I-K, Demanding Justice by Nisha Pahuja, who is an Oscar-nominated documentary filmmaker. In early 2023, a handful of India's most celebrated wrestlers gathered at Jantar Mantar, a popular protest site in Delhi. Notable among them was 31-year-old Sakshi Malik, India's first and only female wrestler to win an Olympic medal. The group gathered to demand the immediate arrest and resignation of Brij Bhushan Singh, a powerful ruling party member of parliament and chief of the Wrestling Federation of India, accused of sexually harassing female athletes. What began as a small targeted protest to demand decisive government action in favor of the wrestlers ballooned instead into a year-long battle unprecedented in Indian sport, drawing support from across the country and attention from across the world. After the wrestlers' protest, Singh was charged with sexual harassment, stalking, and intimidation, charges he has denied. This fight is no longer only for India's female wrestlers, said Malik, of the movement she helped spark. It is for the daughters of India, whose voices have been silenced time and again. Shortly after Singh's successor, a close ally and business partner, was elected to oversee the Wrestling Federation of India, Sakshi Malik, in an emotional, public, and very brave act of defiance, quit the sport. She did not, however, quit the battle. Her light, and the light of all those standing against harassment, continues to shine. Thelma Golden, Soul-Stirring Vision, by Michelle Obama, who is a lawyer, author, and former First Lady of the United States. Every once in a while, my good friend Thelma Golden will meet someone who is shocked to learn this tiny, energetic, and dynamic woman is a paradigm-shifting curator. Some would find this disheartening, but not Thelma. She sees it as her chance to show the world exactly what she can do. As one of the most influential people in art, Thelma knows the power of flipping an assumption on its head. Her exhibits at the Studio Museum in Harlem and the Whitney not only stop you in your tracks, they also show you so much more about the depth of the Black experience. Her steadfast dedication has given voice to a new generation of artists and curators who are ready to stir our souls too. Folks who may have otherwise gone unnoticed had it not been for Thelma's eye for talent and potential. She's broadened the world of art to better reflect the sum of us rather than just a few. That's power, and that's why, while some folks might go on underestimating her, I will never be one of them. Elliot Page, P-A-G-E, Trans Rights Champion, by Raquel Willis, who is an activist and the author of The Risk It Takes to Bloom. Elliot Page's brilliance first struck my high school besties and me with his performance in Juno in 2007. His brand of anxious teen nihilism felt raw and oh so millennial in a way few actors had pulled off for our generation by then. In time, Elliot became a queer Hollywood icon, and I saw him in other productions like The Umbrella Academy. But I did not meet Elliot, the person, until early 2023. We bonded as transgender figures completing our debut memoirs. Elliot's Page Boy ultimately landed at a time when conservatives were, as they still are, threatening trans people's bodily autonomy and self-determination. But Elliot remains undeterred, letting down the shield that his platform and privileges afford, and championing grassroots activist efforts like the Gen Z-guided Trans Prom at the U.S. Capitol. In whatever he does, Elliot is aware his truth and power serve as a light in which others can see their own. Mark Cuban, C-U-B-A-N, Rethinking Drug Pricing, by Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher is an actor, producer, and entrepreneur. Mark Cuban is a true visionary, changemaker, and friend. He has demonstrated bold entrepreneurial spirit that fueled the rise of streaming media and continues to leave an indelible mark on the world. But perhaps his most impactful venture yet is the Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company. He's challenging the broken pharmaceutical industry by helping millions afford vital medications. Mark is showing compassion and innovation can go hand in hand to solve some of society's biggest challenges. Leveraging his business acumen and celebrity platform to disrupt the status quo requires a delicate balance, and Mark is doing it to provide real, tangible relief to people in need. Mark Cuban is more than just a wildly successful entrepreneur. He is willing to share what he's learned and built with others to help them reach their potential, while setting an example as a humanitarian who uses his gifts to build a better, healthier, more equitable world for us all. Bravo, Mark. Kylie Minogue, M-I-N-O-G-U-E, Otherworldly Pop Star, by Chris Martin, who's the Grammy-winning lead singer of Coldplay. Kylie Minogue was one of the first people I ever met from TV. She was a pop star, and I had watched her in Neighbors every day for a decade. So when she came to an early Coldplay show, I'd already been her fan for nearly 15 years. Kylie is so inspiring to me. She lives her life so gracefully and approaches every project with such passion and dedication. She seems always to be 10 years ahead of everyone else, and she is an artist who knows how to be of service, making songs that fans go on to love for years. Kylie creates a space where everyone is safe to be themselves. When I look at her, I feel hope. She is proof there are humans who do not judge. That first meeting was otherworldly. After all this time, Kylie's star has never dimmed. It is an honor and a privilege to know her, and she is deserving of every good thing that happens to her. Hayao Miyazaki, Miyazaki, Unmatched Animator, by Guillermo del Toro. Del Toro is an Oscar-winning director and producer. I discovered Hayao Miyazaki's Toei animation films as a child. Films like The Wonderful World of Puss in Boots and series like Heidi and Marco, in which his style and influence became increasingly identifiable. Encountering my neighbor Totoro as an adult, my mind snapped back to those earlier works, and I recognized how much this man had shaped my childhood. Miyazaki's work provokes that rare emotion, the shiver of recognition of a type of beauty that's impossible in the real world and thus exists only in his films. Yet he's also a brutal realist regarding greed, war, and human rage. He knows we shape and destroy the planet, and humans are the best and worst of our world. He is entirely genuine, a one-of-a-kind creator who exists fully in his art. He is the single most influential animation director in the history of the medium, and one of my top 10 favorite storytellers in any audiovisual medium. The Boy and the Heron is a subtle masterpiece that exerts a gravitational pull, and many of us feel that pull intensely. Suzanne Simard, Simard, The Tree Whisperer, by Jeffrey Kluger. Kluger is a Time editor at large. Human beings may pride themselves on the buried webs of wire and fiber optic cables that allow far-flung populations to keep in touch. But the trees beat us to it by many millions of years. That's the revolutionary finding of Suzanne Simard, professor of forest ecology at the University of British Columbia and author of Finding the Mother Tree. Deep beneath the forest floor, Simard has found trees communicate via vast networks of mycorrhizal fungi, using those symbiotic life forms to help them share nutrients and even communicate information about threats such as disease and drought. Her TED Talks have been viewed more than 10 million times, and her 200-plus peer-reviewed articles have deeply informed the thinking of conservationists and environmentalists working to help preserve forests in a world ever more threatened by climate change and wildfires. The trees, Simard teaches us, are talking. It is our job to start listening. Motaz Aziza, Aziza, Gaza's photographer, by Yasmin Serhan, who is a Time staff writer. For 100 days, Motaz Aziza acted as the world's eyes and ears in his native Gaza. Armed with a camera and a flak jacket marked press, the 25-year-old Palestinian photographer spent nearly 4 months documenting life under Israeli bombardment, families displaced from homes, women mourning loved ones, a man trapped beneath the rubble. His images offered a glimpse into Gaza that few in the international press, which has been all but barred from accessing the Strip, could rival. He did so at great risk. At least 95 journalists have been killed in Gaza since October 7, in what has been the deadliest period for the press since the Committee to Protect Journalists began tracking fatalities in 1992. Dozens more have been injured or arrested. Since evacuating Gaza in January, Aziza's role has shifted to raising awareness of the crisis and to calling for international intervention. What is happening in Gaza is not content for you, he says. We are not telling you what is happening. for your likes or views or shares. No, we are waiting for you to act. We need to stop this war. I should have read that as, what is happening in Gaza is not content for you, for your likes or views or shares. We need to stop this war. From Time 100's list, here are some more pioneers. America Ferrara. That's F-E-R-R-E-R-A, Ferrara, perhaps. National Treasure by Blake Lively, who is an actor. God Blessed America. America Ferrara is an Oscar-nominated actress, activist, producer, director, writer, advocate, mother, wife, sister, daughter. You get the idea. There is not enough room on this page to include all her hyphenates. A simpler way of saying it is America Ferrara is everything. She brings 980% of herself to all she touches, which elevates everyone around her to their highest selves. She transforms with every character she steps into. But the power of America is she does not transform and disappear into a role, as we are so trained to think we want. America transforms and appears. The world was awakened when they heard her as Gloria give the film-defining monologue in Barbie, discovering truths within themselves as they laughed, cried, and reveled. But for everyone who knows America as a person, we watch the world simply discover America, our friend, our role model, our ally, our sister, as she soared like only she does. That is how she lives, how she speaks, how she challenges and comforts, how she hurts and heals, how she flies and falls, how she loathes and how she loves. She is a hot pink hypodermic needle of adrenaline right into the heart of everyone watching that film. And the effects are lifelong. I speak from experience. I have known America for 20 years exactly. Since I was 16 years old, that girl, and now woman, has been the example of what a friend is, what an artist is, what a human is. And I thank her for sharing her life with me and her talent with us all. God blessed America, but really we are the blessed ones to live in the same time as her and her imprint on our world. The future is bright. Pink. Kennedy Odeda, O-D-E-D-E, Community Builder, by Salma Hayek-Pino. Hayek-Pino is an Oscar-nominated actor. I have done field work all across the world, in South America, Central America, North America, South America, Middle East, India, Africa. Even after working in Mother Teresa's hospices in Calcutta, I can tell you the person who has most impressed me with the ability to make change is Kennedy Odeda. Kennedy is living proof individuals can lead themselves and their communities out of poverty. His background, a refugee growing up with no formal schooling in Kibera, one of the largest slums in Kenya, gives him a deep understanding of his community and others like it. And his work has earned him the trust and admiration of all those around him. Kennedy finds ingenious solutions, schools for the most vulnerable girls, training programs for men to combat domestic violence, safe houses for survivors, community libraries, employment programs, innovative clean water kiosks, a community cooperative bank. There's no challenge he will not take on. He is an unstoppable force for justice. This dream of hope that started more than 20 years ago in his home in Kibera has now reached more than 3 million Kenyans and is rapidly becoming a blueprint that will one day, hopefully, reach the world, a movement for change led by the people themselves. Ophelia Dahl, D-A-H-L, Radical Optimist, by John Green, who is an author and a trustee for Partners in Health. Ophelia Dahl believes a person's lack of access to health care is caused by failures of human-built systems and because these systems are built by humans, they can be fixed by humans. In the decades since Ophelia co-founded Partners in Health in 1987, the organization has redefined community-based health care, offering a high-quality health care option to millions of impoverished people around the world. I am deeply inspired by Dahl's belief that we simply do not have to accept the injustice all around us, even when everything feels hopeless and the world's problems feel intractable. Ophelia has shown that together we can heal the sick and the world. Whether it's working to reduce maternal mortality or treat tuberculosis, Ophelia is profoundly committed to the reduction of human suffering. Her message is clear. Injustice has a cure, and with Ophelia's help, we are finding it. Priyamvada Natarajan, Understanding the Universe, by Shep Doleman. Doleman is an astrophysicist and the founding director of the Event Horizon Telescope. For astronomers, seeing evidence in the sky of something predicted from pure theory brings with it a special joy, a burst of excitement as a puzzle piece falls into place. In November, a novel approach developed years ago by Priyamvada Natarajan brought us closer to understanding a basic mystery in astronomy. How do the supermassive black holes that lurk at the centers of most galaxies form? She had speculated they might have gotten a jump start in the very early universe if clouds of gas collapsed to form massive black hole seeds that then grew within their host galaxies over billions of years. It took the piercing gaze of the James Webb Space Telescope to finally observe a galaxy so far back in cosmic time, and with a central black hole so massive that what scientists saw could be explained naturally by Priya's theory. Priya has a knack for pursuing the most creative research, and as a fellow astronomer, I'm always inspired by her work. Her latest result takes us one step closer to understanding our cosmic beginnings. And another icon, Jenny Hermoso, H-E-R-M-O-S-O, Demonstrating Strength, by Mana Shim, who is an athlete and chair of the U.S. Soccer Participant Safety Task Force. There was not a question in Jenny Hermoso's mind that what Luis Rubiales did to her on stage after her team won the 2023 Women's World Cup was wrong. When Rubiales, the president of the Spanish Football Federation, Hermoso's boss, grabbed her face and kissed her, millions of us watching live on television knew it was wrong, too. Speaking up in 2021 about my own experience with sexual harassment was one of the most difficult things I have ever done, so I know how much bravery it requires. My decision to come forward helped spur a new era in women's soccer in the U.S., but globally, soccer is still controlled by men. Hermoso courageously told her truth over and over again, despite efforts to silence her. After Spanish players united as one in protest, Rubiales resigned and was eventually banned for 3 years by FIFA. In the National Women's Soccer League last summer, my teammates and I were proud to wear her name on our wrist to stand behind her and continue her call for change. Taraji P. Henson, H-E-N-S-O-N, Unapologetic Artist, by Mary J. Blige, who's a Grammy-winning and Oscar-nominated singer-songwriter. Even before I knew her, I already felt like Taraji P. Henson was my friend. She was an actor I loved to watch, and I always felt like I could relate to her because she perfectly embodied who we are as women. I could not wait to meet her, and when I finally did, it was on and popping from there. Taraji fit right into my crew. What I love most about her is that she's unapologetically herself. Taraji's a real woman. She does not bite her tongue, and she is not afraid to stand up for what she believes in. She's always true and authentic, and she's just as fearless on screen, which is why she's one of my favorite actors. Watching her commit 1,000,000% to whatever character she is portraying is amazing. Her courage really sets her apart, in Hollywood and in real life. Even though she does not need any advice, I will say this to my beautiful friend, Taraji, my sis, keep being yourself and keep doing what you are doing. There is nobody like you. I love you. Today's readings come from April 29, 2024, Time 100 magazine. It is a special issue which contains only this written sketches of 100 notable people as identified by Time magazine. We have run out of time for today's episode of Time magazine. I hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Patricia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Today's program is underwritten by G. Suggs Insurance. Please contact G. Suggs Insurance, your local independent agency, for trusted advice on home, auto, business, and life insurance. For more information, please visit gsuggsinsurance.com or call 919-875-8889. Time magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.